It's the radio segment that just spilled pancake batter all over his pants.
Uncomfortable.
Wait a second.
Okay, let's not.
He wasn't making pancakes this morning.
I'm afraid to say that, please.
Weird.
Let's just assume it's pancakes.
Anyway, segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other chuckle knuckles just don't. His first laser story is out of Thailand. A week ago, a 37-year-old fisherman named Hachai Niomeka made worldwide headlines after he found something very intriguing hidden in local mudflats. After spending a few hours searching for oysters during low tide, Hachai opened a few up and couldn't believe his eyes, because inside one of them, he'd found a very rare orange pearl.
Whoa! That's cool. Good for him.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, or a very sick oyster.
Yeah, well.
And then 2 days ago, he got an offer on it for almost $340,000.
Are you serious? Take the money.
Oh, my God.
And since he'd been living in poverty, safe to say that was beyond life-changing. So it was definitely time to celebrate. That's why Hachai invited all of his friends over for a big party where he provided the entire crowd with as much meth as they could handle.
Oh. It's a P-A-R-T-Y.
Why? Because I said so.
Are you joking?
I'm serious.
Oh, no. My God.
Thailand or Florida?
Did you want a party
or
did you want like a light congratulations, Brooke?
Ouch.
Some of his neighbors called the police to complain about the noise and also said they could smell drugs. And that's when the cops came and they found three giant boxes full of meth.
Just boxes of meth.
Dang, with Hachai's fingerprints all over them.
Buddy. It makes it sound like he got... Like he picked up the meth at Costco.
Yeah. It's like a water cooler.
Yeah, he got it in the 3-pack.
Yeah.
So in the end, he made the news again.
Yeah.
And when he gets sentenced, he'll probably make it again after that as well. This next laser story is out of Milwaukee. A 72-year-old man named Robert Barber is making headlines after his property manager demanded rent from him because he was a few weeks late.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That seems
pretty normal.
I've been there.
Yeah, normally that's not the type of thing that's newsworthy. But in this case it is, because Robert had no way to pay since he was legally dead.
Oh, why are they wanting a dead man to pay?
That's right. Robert Barber died in his sleep right before Christmas inside his apartment. And while his family was grieving, they never expected what would happen next. A letter came from the property manager, and it stated, since Robert vacated the property, they were withholding the entire security deposit and that he's responsible for rent through January.
What? He didn't vacate the property. He vacated the planet.
Yeah.
Like he's
the universe.
He vacated it all.
Thinking it was just a mix-up, the family called the company.
Right, they must just not know.
Yeah.
That's when a representative explained that her dad broke his lease by dying.
Okay. I thought I've had bad landlords.
Is that a saying?
Takes the cake.
Robert's daughter was in shock and couldn't believe they'd do that, but the rep just kept repeating, it's Wisconsin state law.
No.
It's Wisconsin state law.
Gosh. How do you sleep with yourself
Get rid
at
of
night?
That law.
And apparently they're right. According to the state, if a tenant dies, his or her lease is terminated 60 days after the landlord receives notice.
That's 2 months.
Yeah.
That's 2 months rent.
Awful.
So don't die inside your apartment, I guess. Or maybe notify them that you're about to die two months ahead of time. So the outcome, the family actually ended up having to pay January rent for their dad, who passed away in December.
That is terrible.
Let's go to another good news story.
Brought the room up.
This one's out of Chicago. 39-year-old Duval Legare had a layover at O'Hare Airport the other day on his trip from India to Georgia.
Okay.
And while he was there, customs officials found he had 8 large mystery boxes that he'd checked through onto the plane.
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
Authorities searched them and found that he'd brought over a knockoff Viagra called Vigore.
It sounds fancier. Like a classier version of Viagra.
In the boxes, he had a total of 3,200 pills with a street value of 100 grand.
Okay.
Is it weird that I wonder if they're blue still?
Yeah.
That's like the only question I have.
You're hoping that they are fancy.
Yeah.
That they give you a little monocle down there when you try
one. A little monocle.
Anyway.
It's got it. got an ascot.
Yeah.
It's already got a beard.
Okay.
Alexis is sold. Right, anyway, he swore he wasn't planning to sell them on the black market once he got over
sure.
here.
What is he going to do, use them all?
Instead, yeah. he told officials with a wink and a grin, the pills were for all of his friends.
Got you. You want to be my friend?
And he went on to tell Customs that all of his buddies were very horny, but also performance challenged. Mm. Oh. So he thought he'd help them out by bringing over the Vigore.
He's got a lot of sad friends.
After that, Customs seized the pills because the FDA usually doesn't allow people to bring in prescription drugs from other countries, especially in massive quantities. Yeah, what are you doing, FDA? Yeah. Come on, FDA. Let's have a little bit of fun over here. But on the bright side, Duval is not going to be facing any charges.
Okay.
Yeah, but if his friends are truly horny and performance challenged, like he said, they're probably going to be furious at him broadcasting that news to the world.
Right.
That's true.
I'm sure everybody's like, oh, no, I don't know. I don't know Duval. Who's that? Not my friend.
Got unfriended on Facebook a lot.
Yeah, he did. This next laser story is out of Social Media Central. Not everyone who follows you on social media is somebody you want to interact with.
Oh, definitely not.
Especially if you're a woman. Yeah. So this might be useful information for you. If you want to shield yourself from creeps on Instagram, just blocking 8 emojis could help.
Blocking
them, yes. Because Insta is a feature that lets you block comments with certain words and emojis in them.
Yeah.
And a woman who tried it says she purged 90% of the unwanted comments she used to get.
Wow.
And the people who leave the comments don't actually know because it'll still show up for them.
Oh, really?
So they still think their comment is there.
The 8 emojis you should block, according to her, are the eggplant.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
The peach.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The splashing sweat emoji.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell my girls it's time to work out. No? That's not what that's useful?
Have the little girl that's on like the surfboard or lifting weights.
Okay.
Also the mouth emoji.
Uh-huh.
3 different smiley faces with their tongue hanging out. And of course, the drooling smiley face emoji.
Yeah.
Mouth wide open. Yeah. He really looks like he's putting it all behind him. Got the slobber thing going on.
Jose, I don't know. What are you going to even send to people anymore at this point?
Easy. Instantly, I'm like, purple devil smile emoji.
Yeah, there it is.
You know. I'm still sex.
But if you want to do it, you want to block those emojis.
Easy.
There's also an option to hide offensive comments, which automatically blocks anything Instagram's algorithm sees as offensive.
All right.
So everything.
So, yeah. Sorry, Mom. You tried to say you liked that video and I look good.
Yeah. Yeah, so... I don't know. That could help women, but you know, guys, they're going to find a way to work around this.
Oh, yeah. Instead of boobs, I'm like 2 sunshine.
They'll do it in like letters or symbols.
Yeah.
I think they'll just have to use 1 turtle emoji.
Oh, we all know what the turtle means.
Everybody knows. Exactly. I wish somebody would send this to me more.
Oh, and a shoe?
Yeah. It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.